5:03, Tuesday, March 23rd. Present, Representative Gardner, Representative Munoz, my co-chair, Representative Harris, and myself, Bob Heron. If you have a cell phone, turn it off. By request, Representative Harris and Representative Millet have asked that we delay HB 318 and HB 281 respectively till next Tuesday. So the only bill we're going to bring up today is House Bill 202, Residential Sprinkler Systems. And you do have a CS in front of you, 776/E, as well as an amendment that I will talk about in a minute. So there are two letters, one from Kathy Wasserman, Alaska Municipal League, and from Eric Mormon from Capital City. We've given them to Chris. They'll be placed in the record. So for the purpose of discussions, Madam Co-Chair.
Yes, I'd like to move amendment.
The CS.
Oh, I'm sorry, the CS.
Just to, because it was a conceptual amendment.
Oh,
it wasn't
okay.
A conceptual.
Great. I'll move CS for House Bill 202, version E, for purposes of discussion.
See, no objection. Objection for discussion?
I just want to know the differences and make sure I understand that before.
Sure, Representative Gardner. The difference is based upon the motion that you made that passed 4-3 is we struck the cost-benefit analysis.
Oh, in that case, I'll remove my objection.
But I'd ask you to maintain it for purposes of the amendment.
Happy to do so, Mr. Chair.
Okay. In talking to Alaska Municipal League and home builders and the fire chiefs, basically the ordinance amendment that we did three meetings held within 60 days is pretty tight. So all parties have suggested that you can do it in less than you can do it in 60 days, but you can do it take as long as 180 days. And so that is the reason for the proposed amendment. So we do have a CS in front of us. So if we'll, if Representative Gardner, remove your objection, and I would move amendment number one.
Object for purposes of discussion, anyway.
Yes, sir. Again, the amendment is in discussing with Alaska Municipal League, Alaska Home Builders, and the fire chiefs, and the Alaska Realtors Association is that they would like to extend the public process within a community so they don't have to have those three meetings within 60 days. They can do it between 60 and 180.
I remove my objection.
Okay. And that's adopted to the revised CS for House Bill 202. Any further discussion? Seeing none, ready to move.
Okay, I'd like to move CS for House Bill 202, amended version E, with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note.
Is there an objection? Seeing none. 202 is on to the next committee, which is Labor and Commerce. 206.
Oh, you're a favorite, Chairman.
Thank you.
Yeah.